This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 Basketball Podcast. I'm here with Grayson Grunhafer, and we just witnessed a 63-57 victory over the South Dakota Coyotes, and it was an ugly game. Grayson, what are your thoughts on this victory?
Oh my goodness, where do I even begin? You are exactly right to say it was ugly. Everything about it was really ugly, from getting out-hustled the entire game, getting, you know, and a part of that's getting out-rebounded all game, missing what I felt like were fairly easy jump shots a majority of the game, forcing bad shots as well also happened in this game. It was really a lot of self-inflicting wounds by Baylor in this one. They just did not come out with the intensity that they needed to come out with, and they were playing a team that really came in and gave Baylor their best shot. And to be completely honest with you, Baylor got extremely lucky that South Dakota went completely ice cold late in that game. That was kind of my main thought was, man, if South Dakota just made a couple shots late in the game, this one easily could have gone the other direction.
Yeah, I think that I was frustrated by that. I thought our defense, although the stats will look okay, we held them to 57 points. We held them to a pretty low shooting percentage, I think 34%. And they shot really poorly from three. But when I was watching that game, I didn't really think our defense was there. You know, they had a lot of open threes. They had a lot of open shots. Of course, second chance points. They got, you know, a ton of offensive rebounds. I think they ended up with 13 offensive rebounds. And they're very undersized. They're playing without their best big, Tyler Hagedorn, who is a 6'10 center, averaged 13 points and 6 rebounds for them last year. So it is disappointing that we didn't dominate in the paint. You know, they did double-team Tristan every single time he touched the ball. And they gave him a hard double-team, and he didn't really handle those very well. He didn't pass the ball quickly out of the double teams. Seems like our spacing was not good. We took a lot of poor shots. You know, of course, Mario Kegler missed a lot of wide open threes, and some of them were air balls. You know, which is to be expected. It's his first game back. He's rusty. It's a whole different deal when you play games versus practices. But overall, just a pretty disappointing performance. But hey, it's always better to be disappointed with a win than to feel like you played well and have a loss.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. That's definitely something that I took away from this game, is that even though Baylor played extremely ugly, they were able to get the win. And one thing that Coach Drew said is he actually thinks, and I agree with him, he thinks that this loss is actually going to end up being a really good thing. And I think so too. I think that, you know, going into the Wichita State game coming up, you know, having a game where you had to grind out a victory could definitely help them as they, you know, face two really tough challenges on the road in the non-conference with Wichita State and Arizona. I think, you know, if you come out and blow this team out, there's definitely a mindset going into that Wichita State game that is probably lackadaisical. So maybe this wakes them up a little bit. But I wanted to mention Mario Kegler as well, because, you know, a lot of people on the board were saying, you know, already writing him off when he airballed those, you know, I think he airballed three threes,
right,
three or four threes in the game. But people were writing him off, you know, saying, oh, he's not going to be a difference in this team. And I will say there is a reason, first of all, that he is shooting those threes. It's because he's capable to shoot them. As you know, you've played plenty of basketball. You know that a coach is not going to be okay with him shooting those shots unless, you know, it's something that he can make.
Right.
So I expect that to change as the season goes on. But there's one thing that you absolutely, I know I came away thinking, is he is by far the most athletic player and most physically gifted player, in my opinion, on Baylor's team.
No question.
And he can consistently get to the rim, which is going to be extremely important. Because he was able to get to the free throw line 8 times. And, you know, once that rust goes away, he'll make more than 3 out of 8. And he's going to be a huge difference maker. I liked what I saw in him. And I like the way he closed down the stretch. He seemed like the only guy that had it going in that second half.
I agree. You know, it's baffling to me why Mark Vidal has not been able to finish more in the paint. Now he did get a couple layups near the end of the game, but I think his first shot, you know, he got sent to the free throw line, and I believe he made one of two, you know, but he's really struggled finishing in the paint. And, you know, Tristan's a good finisher in the paint, and if we can just get one more guy like a Mario Kegler that can finish in the paint, I think that opens up the offense, and hopefully we continue to get open shots and start making them. You know, I think Matthew Meyer is going to make a pretty high percentage of his open threes. Certainly we would expect Mekhi Mason and King McClure to make a high percentage of their threes. And I think as the season goes along, you'll see Jared Butler and Devontae Bandu make a high percentage of their open shots as well. So we do need another consistent scorer in the paint, and I think Kegler gives us that.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I also wanted to point out, two things. Tristan Clark was pretty much a no-show in the first half. And then finally he started, you know, catching the ball and the double team wasn't coming immediately. And he was able to put a quick move on and score. I think he needs to be a little more aggressive with that early in the game. And I know he wasn't passing the ball well out of that double team, but he was also very indecisive when he caught the basketball, and it improved in the second half. He caught a couple and got some easy buckets, got some offensive rebounds, got some dunks. So I liked, as he progressed, it seemed like he played better and better. He also had six blocks, which is very, very good. But I wanted to point out that I think Mekhi Mason is going to end up being the closer on this team.
Right.
He made a cold-blooded three, absolutely cold-blooded three late in that game that really – in my opinion, ended that game. It was a huge shot by him. And, you know, he's still rusty. He's still getting into the groove with this offense, as most of these guys are. But he hit a big shot there. And
Do you remember who passed it to him? Was it Mark or was it Matthew that passed the ball to him to hit that three?
It was either Mark or Kegler.
Okay.
Fire wasn't on the floor.
Okay.
It was either Kegler or Vidal. I can't remember, but
it may have been Kegler. Right.
And what?
Well, whoever it was really set him up well for that shot as well with the drive. But I remember that, but I don't remember who it was that passed it to him.
Yeah, he caught the ball and he kind of took his time for a second, and the South Dakota defender kind of backed off.
Right.
And then Mekhi just kind of looked at him and was like, okay, and then shot the three right on him. It was, it was very bad defense.
Well, yeah, and speaking of defense, one thing South Dakota did a great job of, that Trey Birch Manning, who's a really good player, number 12, he was able to isolate King McClure probably three or four times during that game and just simply back him down in the paint and shoot a little fadeaway. And if I remember right, I think he made all of those shots where he had that matchup. Now, when he had Mark on him, or when he had Mario on him, he wasn't able to do that. And he didn't have the confidence to do it. But with King, and I think even one time he had Mekhi on a switch, he was able to score some buckets utilizing the smaller matchup. So, you know, I think that's something just to be aware of, is that because of our lack of size, you know, overall, you know, if we're playing Mekhi and King together, and I think both of those guys are pretty solid defenders, but there's going to be times when there's players like Trey Birch Manning that are just going to be able to pick their matchup and back guys down and score in the paint, and we've got to have some answers for that.
Yeah, he did it to Jared Butler up multiple times as well.
Right.
He pinned Jared Butler pretty badly down low a couple times. And, yeah, I agree with you on that. I think that is part of the reason probably why Scott Drew went to zone late in that game. It seemed like the switching was really a problem for Baylor. And,
right.
And then even in the zone, they had a lot of trouble rebounding the basketball. I mean, my goodness, they had so many long offensive rebounds where they got an open three. And, you know, luckily for Baylor, they missed a few of them, but they also hit some that, you know, kind of allowed them to stay in the lead. And stay ahead in the game. But Baylor's got to clean a lot of things up. That was not something that was good to see. Also had only two fast break points, which, you know, that's great. That's a great stat for South Dakota and a terrible one for Baylor. That's exactly how South Dakota wants to play.
Right.
You know, a half-court game, and Baylor played right into that.
Sure. One thing my buddy Chris Fuentes told me, he texted me after the game was over, that Mekhi Mason, after they did the post-game huddle, and I think, you know, they went into the locker room for a few minutes, Mekhi Mason came right back out and shot 25 free throws, and I think he told me he made 25 in a row. I'm sure he was very disappointed in his 2-for-5 free throw performance, and one of those at least was a front end of a 1-and-1, so that was not characteristic of his ability. You know, he's normally a guy that's going to hit over 90% of his free throws.
Yeah, I think the whole team should have been out there with him shoot free throws, because
9-for-19.
It has been rough this year. 9-for-19 this game. It has been really bad. And you're not going to win a lot of games shooting like that from the free throw line. And they're going to have to improve in that. I don't know how you do that.
Well, and it may be just the Farrell Center, because they've shot the free throws pretty well in Destin. So hopefully they can take some of the free throw away from the Farrell Center performance to Wichita State and then to Arizona, and they can get some things ironed out in these next two or three weeks as we face four pretty significant challenges. We've got Wichita State Saturday, and then we've got 2 weeks basically before they play Arizona on the 15th, and then a couple home games the following week against Stephen F. Austin, and then a big one against Oregon on a Friday night as they head into the Christmas break. So we're going to know a lot about this team in the next four games, and we may like some of it, we may not like some of it. I'm sure we're going to get exposed to a certain degree by some of these matchups, but hopefully we can come out with some wins. And, you know, 4-0 would be ideal, obviously, but even a 3-1 down the stretch would be pretty good, all things considered. So that's all I have. Anything else from you, Grayson?
No, not really. Just, you know, lots of work on it. It's got Coach Drew, he mentioned it in the post game. You know, there's a lot to work on, but he also did say, you know, these next 2 weeks are going to be great for this team to get the offense together and get these guys used to playing together. So I wouldn't give up on them yet. I think that they haven't been able to install their whole offense because
right.
They've been trying to win these first six games. So I wouldn't take too much away from this one. And I think we'll know what the exact team looks like after these next 2 weeks.
I agree. Well, this has been a Sikkim 365 podcast. We'll be doing this after every Baylor basketball game. I hope you have a great week. Sikkim Bears.